Okay, we were talking about that. I was asking about that design of a house. Just, again, two big rooms, usually on each side, they're both just completely separated by space. It's almost like you're going outside and had kind of a porch in the middle, but it might be covered, that space might be covered. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Have you ever heard of a design of a house called a dog trot?
No.
Haven't heard of that. Okay. Do you have any names for any other distinctive designs for houses? Just general names like shotgun or that kind of thing?
Shotgun, two-part house.
Two-part.
That's about it.
What's that like?
Like it's one big house, but it has two sides. One family lives on one side, and the other lives on the other side.
Would that be the same thing as a duplex, or do you call it that?
No.
Does that word mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a design of a house called an A-frame or a ranch style house, or split level? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Which one?
A-frame and split level.
Okay. Do you have any of these that are left over from Civil War days, you know, the big columns and all?
No colonial houses.
Yeah. Mansions or antebellum style?
No.
Okay. Do you have any general names for buildings where several families live? What would you call a place like that?
Family.
Yeah. Number of families live in the same building.
No.
You mentioned high rise. Would you use that for an apartment building?
Yes.
Okay. Does the word tenement mean anything to you?
Yes.
What would that be?
Someone who rents a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Not tenant, but tenement.
Tenement, oh, yeah. No.
That doesn't mean anything.
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen a building where you had a house right here and one right next to it? There was no space at all between them. They just ran together, and you might have just a string of these, like in a row.
Yes.
Oh.
It's called an apartment.
Just apartment. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use the word row house?
No.
Okay. A large building where the residents of the building share the expenses and the upkeep, you know, like you can buy your own part of it. They might cost anywhere from $30,000 on up. But they're usually in something like a big apartment building, except you don't rent it, you own. Usually have them in resort areas like Miami Beach or places like that.
No.
Is condominium or condominium anything to you?
I've heard of condominium, but...
Not sure what it was.
Right.
Okay. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of an apartment building?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a flat?
I've heard of it, but I'm...
Not sure what it was. What about penthouse?
I've heard of that.
Does it mean anything to you?
No, I thought it was something like this one great big apartment and a whole lot of apartments or a tower or something.
Would it necessarily be right on top?
Yes.
Okay. Talking about these big apartment buildings, the man who was hired to keep them up, you know, maybe clean or do electrical repair or plumbing repair, just for that apartment building, what would you call it?